Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mean to bother you, Doc, but it's a mystery to me why it took so long to get this show on the air. It suddenly ties up all the loose ends with Christian Talk. Gee, my wife just loves this show, Doc.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and happy birthday to my mother today. She's 77 today, and 7 is the perfect number of completion biblically, so I told her she's going to have a double great year. And I want to talk today about gratitude and the power of gratitude. There's a verse that says, "In everything give thanks. This is the will of God." And thanksgiving and gratitude is such a powerful thing. I'll share a few moments about gratitude, but I want to invite all of you to also call in. About 5 minutes or so, we'll open up the phone lines, and you can email in what you're grateful for to richardrossilive@gmail.com, or call in about 5 minutes to 347-637-2379, 347-637-2379. I'll be back in 20 seconds for our Thanksgiving show here at Richard Rossi Live. Welcome back to our Thanksgiving show and Thanksgiving gratitude. The word gratitude or grateful comes from the word grace, and we named our daughter Charis, which is the Greek word for grace. And there's when we're grateful for what we have, we experience more blessing, we experience more happiness in our lives. The person that's always kind of lamenting their lot and, you know, negative, it's very difficult for them to find, you know, peace of mind. And it's not just about, okay, what do I have or what do I not have, because there are superstars that I've known, billionaires, and they're just very unsatisfied. I've known highly successful actors who unfortunately have committed suicide. I was facilitating an Artist Way group, a support group for artists here in Hollywood, and one of the people in the group was a therapist treating a lot of superstar people, and they had a really bad intuitive feeling that one of the individuals was on the edge or in trouble, and went to check on the person, and here they had taken their life, one of the biggest stars in the world. So it's not just what you have, because you can have a lot and not be thankful or satisfied. And then there's people that don't have a lot, but they're full of joy, grateful for what they have. So it's a mental attitude. I do a thing sometimes that I'll do, a very simple thing, but it's a suggestion to all of you listening, is sometimes at the end of the day or the beginning of the day when I'm doing my little journaling or taking a moment to myself to meditate for a moment, I'll just literally write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what are 5 things I'm grateful for. And it's a really powerful exercise to do. There's a lot of things throughout my life I'm grateful for. One of the things I'm really grateful for is the power of music. I grew up, my dad was a professional jazz guitarist, and I got my first guitar at 3 years old. I was banging on that thing, and I started lessons with him at 6 years old, learning to read the music on the first string of the guitar, and learning the first few notes on the first string, E, F, and G. And just growing up around all that music, it's a gift that now I've been able to write songs. In fact, I wrote a song the other day, called The Death of Michael Brown. I was able to express my emotions about the whole Ferguson situation, and I uploaded it just yesterday on YouTube. And it's, got over 100 hits already, and it's something that people are now sharing the words and singing at some of these protests. I've gotten some negative response from some white pride groups and militia, KKK types sent me some nasty messages, but when you put something out there, that happens. But I guess my point is I'm really grateful that I have that gift that was given of music and being able to play guitar and write songs. It's been a tremendous way to heal, experience emotional release and healing and those sort of things. grateful for my family and grateful that through one of my songwriting partner, singing songwriting partner in high school, John Walker, through his family's influence, I went to the college where I met my wife, Sherry, and we have two healthy, great kids. They're now adults. We're grateful to have them both at home, our daughter, Karis, our son, Joshua. You know, I'm grateful for all the difficulties I've come through, that God has truly taken a lot of the bad things in my life and brought good out of it. And I'm super grateful for that. If you have some gratitude you want to express, call into the show, and, you know, love to chat with you for a couple minutes at 347-637-2379, 347-637-2379. Talking about gratitude, talking about Thanksgiving. You can also email your gratitude, what you're grateful for, to richardrossilive@gmail.com. richardrossilive@gmail.com. So, yeah, I'm grateful that we were able to move here to California. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I really felt divine protection. Sometimes in spite of my own mistakes coming out here, we drove out here in a big moving truck, 3,000-mile trip, and I had about $600 in cash to make this trip, and my son at the time was, of course, younger, got sick in Missouri with a stomach problem, so we stayed a few nights in Missouri. I was worried about him, and I left the envelope of $600 in cash we needed to get to California at a restaurant, a truck stop. And here we were a little bit down the road, and oh my God, our $600 is left at the truck stop. We went back literally an hour later. There's a trucker there holding the envelope, and he said, "I was praying for you. You'd come back. I felt like you needed this money." And he sat there, and he waited to give us the money back. Wow. So I'm grateful for all the little things that happen. There's so many little things that happen that enabled us to not only get here to California, which I'm grateful coming to California, I got to explore my interest in filmmaking and a lot of my creative interests. Grateful I've been able to finish a couple films that were really labors of love and projects from my heart. My most recent film on Roberto Clemente, entitled Baseball's Last Hero. I'm grateful for so many that have supported that film. The Strand Theater in Pittsburgh, I'm grateful for the folks there that they hosted the premiere, and the showings were all sold out, and my hometown gave me so much support and love, and I'm grateful for all those kind of things, the people that come along the way that have helped me, that have been a blessing to me. I've just had a lot of those kind of things happen, you know, just in which things I could not have done. I did my part with the action steps and the work, but someone else kind of stepped in there and made these connections, made these open doors happen for me along the way in my life that I'm eternally grateful for. As an example, when I was making my film, Sister Amy, it was a film about a female faith healer, Amy Simple McPherson, I got calls from two of Hollywood's royal families to help me on my little shoestring budget project, the film Sister Amy. Rance Howard, who's the father of Ron Howard, the played Opie on Andy Griffith as a kid, and he's an esteemed director. His dad's one of the best character actors in the business, called me up and met me for coffee, and he played Amy's father in the film. And then Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter, Kara Chaplin, they contacted me. She was in Europe at the Chaplin Estate in Europe and wanted to be in the film, and they're both in the film. I mean, the kind of things that have happened for me like that, where God did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I'm grateful that I had the kind of friends that supported me. You know, I have friends like my friend Jeff Griffith, who provided equipment and shooting locations for free and things like that. So along the way, I've had so many times where, you know, something happened that I have to say thank you for. I'm thankful for Eternal Grace, our community of artists here in Hollywood that my wife and I started. In fact, we'll be having Thanksgiving meal with some of the folks from Eternal Grace. Eternal Grace is a ministry to actors and artists here in Hollywood. And if you want more information on that, you can go to eternalgracechurch.com. So email your gratitude in now to richardrossilive.com. gmail.com, and the phone lines are open. Call in at 347-637-2379. 347-637-2379. We'd love to chat with you about what you're thankful for, and even you know, what gratitude, how it's been a positive thing in your lives here on our Thanksgiving Day show. I'm also grateful. I'd like to announce for those of you who are fans of the classic TV shows $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman, that next Wednesday, December 3rd, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, that'll be about 2 p.m. for those of you on the East Coast, we're having Richard Anderson, who played Oscar Goldman on The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman on the show. It's going to be really exciting here in Los Angeles. My wife and I love seeing those old shows again on Cozy TV. They have those shows on Wednesday night, The $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman, and just takes me back to my childhood. And we're really looking forward to having him on next week. Well, let's take a look at some of the gratitudes that are coming in by email. And again, you can call in live to 347-637-2379, 347-637-2379 on our guest call-in line. And let's check our emails and see what's coming through. Okay, we have Pat in Pennsylvania emails in that she had some health problems, both physical and mental health issues, and as she became more thankful and more positive thinking, she felt her energy level rise. She felt her confidence that things would get better improve as she became more grateful and practiced positive thinking. That's a really good point. Thanks for emailing that in. Positive thinking. Says in the Bible in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to the one that believes. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you have that positive thinking and that belief, and you're focusing on what's good, when you go through a tragedy, when you go through a difficult time in life, it's great to focus on what you still have left, you know. What do I still have left rather than what have I lost? And Pat is sharing in her email that as she did that, things started to turn around for her. For the rest of you listening in, I'm sure you can think of something that you're grateful for. You can call in and join us live now at 347-637-2379, 347-637-2379, call in, or email richardrossilive@gmail.com, richardrossilive@gmail.com. Some of the benefits of gratitude. Here's a study on the benefits of being thankful or grateful. It's been found this is a key to happiness psychologically. If people are grateful for their lives, their level of suffering mentally, emotionally is greatly reduced. Grateful people, because they're nice to be around, tend to have more friends, more of a support system. Grateful people tend to see the good in people and spend their time rejuvenating. There's a sense of rejuvenation in their lives. Also, here's another benefit. People that are grateful are more willing to take chances and go for their goals and the risks of life to move forward and do things and be proactive and have a sense of adventure in their lives. Wow, it's very interesting. People that are grateful actually live longer, have greater health. People that are grateful are less likely to have a lot of conflicts and dramas with other people. They don't have to always get their own way, and they're grateful for what they do have and focus on the positive. So the people that are dissatisfied in life and not grateful tend to have more interpersonal conflicts. People that are grateful are less likely to suffer from depressive symptoms. We all are human. We all feel depressed sometimes. But if you can look at those thoughts you're having when you're depressed, a lot of times it's the feeling that things should be different, that things aren't going the way you want, oh, I should be doing better. I should have more money. I should have more success. That person should be treating me better. But when you look at those shoulds, that you have to kind of change that into a preference and say, you know what, hey, I prefer to have more money. I prefer to have some of these other things in my life. But you know what, I do have a lot of good things, and, you know, it's not over till the fat lady sings. I can still, you know, accomplish more goals. I can still, you know, have more things happen I want to happen. Maybe it's not all happen right now, but, you know, maybe I can be thankful right now for a lot of the positive things. So call in what you're grateful for, or email in the phone number. You can call us at and go live on the air with me here at 347-637-2379, 347-637-2379, or you can email your gratitude in at richardrossilive@gmail.com, richardrossilive@gmail.com. Thankfulness and gratitude. You know, the biggest book in the Bible is the book of Psalms. And the Psalms are the longest book, and it's all praise. It's all thanks, you know, and it also expresses a lot of the other emotions, so that all the palette of emotions that David and the other writers experience. But it's interesting that you know, it's that important that it's the biggest book in the Bible is the Psalms of praise. I have a message here from a young boy that likes the show in Cleveland and says, I'm thankful for video games. Rodney is thankful for video games. Well, that's something to be thankful for. When I asked my son when he was little what he was thankful for, that's the first thing he said. He was thankful for video games. Let me see here. He says, it's very entertaining, and I enjoy it. It brings me in like I'm part of it. I'm really glad they have good video games. When my dad was younger, they didn't have a lot of these cool games. That's true. We had some very simple Ataris. I remember playing Pong as a kid with those little dots moving across the screen. Well, I'll be right back going to the phones. I see we have callers coming in here. So callers on the line, please hold, and I'll be with you in about 20 seconds here as we start to take calls at Richard Rossi Live. Be back in a moment.
Rich Rossi, with a knife.
I know what you're thinking. Since the phone lines are all busy, should I or shouldn't I keep calling? Well, if I were you, I'd keep trying. Go ahead and make your day.
Okay, Richard Rossi Live going to the phone lines at 303 Exchange, first three digits 921. Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. Is this my friend Eric in Colorado?
It is, Richard. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm so happy you're on the phone here with me. What are your Thanksgiving thoughts, Eric?
Well, I'm sure my list won't surprise many. I am grateful for friends like you, Richard.
Oh, I'm grateful for you too.
Grateful for family.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful for health. Grateful for prosperity, which to me can mean just sitting down in front of a bountiful Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm grateful for my spiritual practice that I found about 7 years ago. I'd say that would be my top five.
Wow, that's great. Oh, five, you got your five right there. What do you think, you know, helps? What do you think makes it a struggle sometimes when we're depressed or when it's hard for us to see the glasses half full and we're seeing it half empty? How do you think we get into that funk, and how do you get out of it through gratitude? Why do you think we lose sight of the blessings sometimes?
That's a great question, Richard, and I think you just hit the nail on the head. To me, yes, the glass is half full or it's half empty, and the way to, for me, basically on any day, to see it as half full is to practice an attitude of gratitude. gratitude came to me. I'm 51. It mm-hmm. became part of my life about 7 years ago. I've had a few spiritual mentors, and one of them suggested that at the end of every day I write down at least five things I'm grateful for. And I cannot tell you how much that shifted my life for the better. It just it keeps me really positive. You know, and the Buddha said, all that we are is the result of all that we have thought. And if I think about positive things, things for which I'm grateful, more positive things happen.
Wow. And you're such a creative guy. I mean, you've done plays and films and everything like that. So when you're in a grateful state, you probably have more energy for your creative stuff than if you lose sight of it, huh?
That's exactly right. And that's a funny point you mentioned because, you know, you and I have similar interests and aspirations in that arena. And about 15 years ago, all of a sudden, I decided I wanted to be a movie director. And I spent the next 5 years pouting that I wasn't out, you know, directing big budget movies. Mm-hmm. Starting about 5 years ago, I started directing small plays that, you know, almost no one's ever heard of. But I'm having, you know, the time of my life. So I'm just grateful for that creative opportunity in and of itself, even if it's on a small scale. You know, happy for what is happening, instead of being unhappy about what isn't happening. It's just a big shift for me.
Yeah, that's really huge. There's a scripture that says, they that compare themselves among themselves aren't wise. Like when we look and say, oh, well, that guy has a bigger budget, or that guy has something I don't have. And then I remember realizing that I went into this two-sided coin of inferiority and grandiosity. Like if I felt inferior, like I had less than someone else, or I wasn't doing as well as someone else, I'd find this tendency in me to want to put that person down, like, oh, they're just making schlocky, big-budget, explosive hardware movies. They're not really making good artistic character stories like me. Because I felt like, you know, I wasn't having what they had, so I had to knock them. And then I realized what I was doing. I was like, whoa, I need to be thankful for where I am. And, you know, I can't fight the war against all the fluff in the mainstream media. I just got to be grateful for what I have and do the best I can.
Exactly. You know, and one person I've always kind of picked on is Michael Bay, who directed all the Transformer movies and a bunch of other movies with a lot of explosions and not much story. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Michael Bay obviously is really talented at some things. He's pulled together big projects like that. So, you know, I tip my hat to him. And just know that, you know, I'm thankful for focusing on these. I like comedy, so I'm happy to just focus on these small comedy plays that I do, and I'm just so grateful every time an opportunity comes up.
And where are you having Thanksgiving this year?
I'm blessed with an amazing girlfriend. We met about 10 months ago, and we're going to spend some time with her daughter and some friends up in the mountains.
Oh, that's
here in
great.
Colorado.
You two look really, really great together. I saw the photo of you two on Facebook the other day. It was great. You had a big smile.
I always do when I'm with her.
Well, that's something to be grateful for.
One more thing, Richard, if I may. You know, 2012 was supposed to be Armageddon, and I like to joke that it was Armageddon. It was just Armageddon for me. that year, I went through divorce. I moved. My son left for college. That was a very painful experience. Had a bit of a career collapse. My father died. My father-in-law died, and I'm probably forgetting a few things that happened. But I'll tell you, Richard, I was really happy all year long because for everything that went wrong, there were so many things that went right, and I just focused on those, and I was grateful for that. One thing I'm always grateful for, and it's a great thing for me to think about today. So I'm 51, so I've lived maybe 15,000 days, maybe 45,000 meals. I have never missed a meal for lack of food. How many people can say that throughout
human
history?
I'm 51, too, so let me get those numbers down since I'm 51. Did you say you've lived 45,000 days?
No, about 15,000 days.
You know, 15,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 45,000 meals?
Exactly.
Wow.
45,000 meals in a row without going for want of food.
Wow.
That's
see, you were smart enough to figure that out. You did all the math for me. Now I can say that, too, since we're both 51.
There you go.
Wow, that's great.
And what are you grateful for today? Have you shared that yet, Richard?
Yeah, I did at the top of the hour. I'm really grateful for my family, Sherry and Josh and Karis, and the music, the fact that, you know, like yourself, that I have these creative outlets. You know, I'm healthy. You know, I have little minor things. I'm going to go into surgery here for getting my gallbladder out in a few weeks. But, you know, I'm in relatively good health, you know. Walking, my wife and I walk on a regular basis, and you know, we got friends we're having Thanksgiving with. You know, I'm alive and breathing. I can see, I can walk, I can hear. I'm just, you know, I've had people that have had major accidents and major physical, you know, disabilities and things like that. So, you know, Little Richard had a gospel song. There's always someone worse off than you. There's so much that I have, you know, compared to other people. And like yourself, when I focus on that, it's so much better. Well, I hope you and your girlfriend have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving feast there. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Gosh, that'd be a toss-up between mashed potatoes and gravy. Mm. And I love cranberries. You gotta put the cranberries down.
Mm, yeah, the cranberries are great. I have a friend of mine, Pam Newman, who likes to put the cranberry right on the turkey. And some people say that tastes, that's a little weird to put the sweet stuff right on the meat, but she loves to mix the cranberry right in with the turkey.
Sounds great to me. I'd love an invitation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for taking the time to call in on the holiday, Eric, and I'm really grateful that you came into my life.
And I'm very grateful for our friendship, Richard. I look forward to seeing you again soon, and I wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. The same to you.
And God bless you. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, Eric just shared so much wonderful things. We got a few minutes left, and I'd love to hear from some of the rest of you. Just hurry up and sneak in. We had a line open up at 347-637-2379, 347-637-2379, or email your gratitude in to richardrossilive@gmail.com, richardrossilive@gmail.com. We're on the importance of gratitude and Thanksgiving. Well, how do you do it? Okay, you're saying, you know what, I'm just naturally kind of a cynical person. I my life's not going that great. How can I do this? Well, I suggest a journal, a notebook where you write in every day. You know, the morning's a good time for me. I suggest that when you first get up. And just start writing down things as you notice things you're grateful for, and you get in the habit of looking for those things. You know, as you start just looking for the things to write down, you'll start to focus more on that. There's a cultural thing and an inner thing that always tells us we don't have enough, we're not doing well, and that leads to unhappiness. You can learn gratitude. They say it only takes about 30 days to 90 days at the outside to have a habit. So if you begin to do what Eric suggested about, you know, every day thinking of five things to say thank you for, you just get in the habit of doing that. And as you get in the habit of doing that, you know, it's just something that starts to become part of your life, basically. Also, we talked about this with Eric a moment ago, but when you compare yourself to other people, that can be very misleading because they can look good on the outside and not be doing well on the inside, and their lives a lot of times aren't as great as they look. And so also, you know, try to watch surrounding yourself with people that are negative all the time. Kind of limit your time. Limit your time with the people that are negative and ungrateful and complaining. You know, just like if you eat bad food or food that has food poisoning, it's going to harm you. When you're spending an inordinate amount of time with negative people, it's going to pull you down. So be around people that are positive, that support you, that believe in you, that lift you up, that are encouraging. And, you know, start making Thanksgiving not just a thing to do one day a year, but make Thanksgiving part of your life. I look forward to joining you next week, Wednesday, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, December 3rd, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. From The Bionic Woman and The $6 Million Man classic show, Richard Anderson will be here. He'll be talking about his new book that he wrote with my dear friend Al Doshna. Well, happy Thanksgiving. I don't want to keep you all. You probably have to get your turkeys ready and, you know, start doing your preparation. So happy Thanksgiving from Richard Rossi Live to each and every one of you. I'm thankful for all of you listening. I'm thankful for this show back on the air, that we have an international audience, and that I'm able to have a platform to talk about things that mean something to all of us. And for all the wonderful guests we've had this year, I'm thankful. We've had so many incredible guests this year. Everybody from Marianne from Gilligan's Island, Don Wells. We have Elvis's fiance and the last love of his life, Ginger Alden. We've had Oscar-nominated actress Sally Kirkland. I could go on and on, but we've had so many interesting guests this year. And I'm thankful that we're going to be having many more wonderful shows to bring to you. So follow the show, by the way. If you're on the website right now, there's a link somewhere to follow. And just be patient and click that and follow the instructions, whatever they tell you to do. And that way, I'll be in more touch with you, notifying you in advance of really good shows, and it really helps support the show. So God bless you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving meal. Love you all. Go with God, and be blessed.